see some layout policy notes. Action is forecasting heavy rain for northern and eastern parts of the North Island. Cyclone Hale, the first tropical storm of 2023, and is expected to approach the northeast of the North Island today and Tuesday. It will likely pass southwest over the central or eastern North Island on Wednesday before moving eastward. Met Service says that at this stage there is uncertainty regarding the timing and movement of Cyclone Hale, but it will likely bring a period of heavy rain, gale or severe gale winds and hazardous coastal conditions to parts of northern and central New Zealand from this evening through until Thursday morning. A biosecurity expert says New Zealand's biofouling rules are crucial to protecting the country's marine environment. Since December, four cruise ships have been denied entry through some ports after being found with algae and barnacles on their hulls that breached standards. Biosecurity manager of the Cawthron Institute, Patrick Cahill, says new rules for vessel biofouling that came into effect in 2018 are crucial.
New Zealand has a long history of marine invasion, ship biofouling. Some of these things have had really negative impacts on our marine environment, and preventing them coming in the first place is definitely the best approach, because once they're here and established, that's very, very hard and sometimes impossible to deal with.
Patrick Arnold says the Mediterranean sandworm is an example of a marine pest that's come through biofouling and threatens native species in Auckland and Northland. Tens of thousands of Israelis have taken part in protests against the new government, which includes members of far-right parties. Demonstrators marched through Tel Aviv, banging drums and waving flags. Many accused their